WMNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 30. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 20. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 44. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 23.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. It's typically difficult to predict what the future may hold for American agriculture. 2022 is no different. Ben Brown, Senior Research Associate in Agriculture and Applied Economics at the University of Missouri, says farmers have reasons to be optimistic in the new year.
There is great optimism on the output side. This has been a very solid year and summer and winter for outputs of grain crops, all the way from corn, soybeans, and wheat, cotton, spring wheat, sorghum. We've had opportunities to sell it at profitable prices. The fact that we've seen soybean rallies of 20 cents or greater, even when above $13, is kind of exciting for people to look out. Certainly, we've seen cotton have some amazing price potential. Spring wheat's going to have chances to be profitable, and I certainly expect to see more spring wheat acres just given how dry it was there last year and the basis potential for quality wheat this year. And we've had chances to sell winter wheat in the $8 range, mid to low $8 at different times this winter.
Livestock producers, especially those who raise cattle, also have reasons for optimism.
On the cattle side, especially in livestock and cattle, it's been supportive. We have great demand, incredible demand, both domestically and international for beef product. But then we've got some supply side fundamentals that are also supportive as well. The herd is declining. We're slaughtering at very high rates. It's one of those things that even though you hear reports of meat shortages at the grocery store, it's really not a factor of market-ready cattle not being available or slaughtering plants not slaughtering at full capacity. We've been slaughtering at rates that we haven't seen in a long time on the cattle side, and those facilities are working just as hard as they can. The reason we're seeing shortages is just because we've had such amazing domestic demand, even at.
He said both farmers and extension colleagues in other states talking about the potential for farmers changing their planting intentions because of high inputs. Brown said there will likely be some acres switching, but might not be that big of a number. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities in Shawnee County are investigating two suspects on drug charges after an investigation at a Kansas home. On January 14th, the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit and the Shawnee County Drug Enforcement Task Force executed a search warrant at a home in the 3500 block of Southwest Carey Street in Topeka. During the investigation, deputies found illegal narcotics. The deputies arrested 33-year-old Gator T.A. McCluskey III of Topeka. They also arrested 31-year-old Alexandria E.N. George of Topeka. A Seneca woman was bonded out of the Nemaha County Jail after her arrest earlier this week in connection with robbery, authorities said. The woman, Ginger Bass, 50, was arrested Tuesday by Seneca police on a Nemaha County warrant charging her with aggravated robbery, aggravated burglary, and battery. Her first court appearance is set for 9:30 a.m. on February 15th in the Nemaha County Courthouse in Seneca. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A man accused of causing a fatal motorcycle crash in Wichita more than 2 years ago has been arrested on charges of involuntary manslaughter while under the influence and operating without a proper license. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says 31-year-old Travis James Brent Bryson was arrested on Wednesday at his home after being charged last week in the July 21, 2019 crash that killed 45-year-old Christopher Monk of Wichita. The crash happened late at night on I-135 when the motorcycle Bryson was operating hit a highway barrier. Investigators say Monk, who was a passenger on the bike, was thrown over the side of an overpass and died at the scene. Amazon Air has launched daily cargo service at Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport, the city announced on Thursday. The city of Wichita said in a release on its website that this is Amazon Air's first regional gateway to Kansas to support package deliveries to Amazon customers. The flights will be operated by Silver Airways daily between Wichita and Fort Worth Alliance Airport. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska State Senator Tony Vargas of Omaha has officially jumped into the race for the state's 2nd Congressional District. Vargas, a Democrat, filed papers on Wednesday to challenge incumbent U.S. Representative Don Bacon, a Republican. Bacon first won the seat in 2016 and is seeking a fourth term in the district. The 2nd District is one of the few areas of GOP-dominated Nebraska that is considered competitive between the parties. Bacon took the seat from former Democratic U.S. Representative Brad Ashford in 2016. The Nebraska Attorney General is accusing a couple from Brooklyn, New York, of committing a $59.6 million Medicaid fraud involving several nursing homes in Nebraska. In a complaint filed in Lancaster County, Joseph and Rosie Schwartz and Skyline Healthcare are accused of making decisions that were detrimental to 22 Nebraska nursing homes in order to enrich themselves. The homes are operated under the Cottonwood Healthcare name. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Can't find a deal on a new Ford? Order one today from Rustiac Ford and we'll double the incentives. That's right. Rustiac Ford is doubling the incentives on select new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Order your new 2022 Ford F-150 today and we'll double the $2,000 to $4,000 only at Rustiac Ford. Order your new 2022 Ford Ranger today and we'll double the $1,500 to $3,000 only at Rustiac Ford. Don't wait. Rustiac Ford has one of the area's best selections of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you order today and we double your incentives, you'll also get your new Ford the way you like it. The sooner you order, the faster it gets here. Only Rustiac Ford is doubling the incentives on new Fords. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustiacFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Offers expire months end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 364 Marysville School Board interviewed two candidates as a third candidate withdrew for personal reasons and Wednesday voted to hire Marysville Junior Senior High Principal Darren Schrader to replace Michael Couch, who's retiring after this school year, completing 2 years as superintendent here. Jennifer Gantz, an administrator with Prairie Hills USD 113, was the other candidate interviewed, as Julie Crum, with Kansas Ties, who's in New Mexico, withdrew earlier. Darren Schrader's a familiar face, having served as principal since 2014, and comes with 27 years in education, 19 as a teacher. The vote was 6-2, with Michelle Reinhart and Liberty Price-Aubley voting no. The interview process for a new Marysville police chief continues, as the Police and Fire Committee met earlier this week, after City Council last month interviewed five candidates and narrowed the field to three. One of those three is withdrawn consideration. The position has been vacant since the firing of Todd Ackerman early September. Ackerman has moved on as the Director of Public Safety at Augusta, Kansas. Marysville Chamber and Main Street will hold their annual meeting Saturday morning, 9 a.m. at the Wagon Wheel. New board members for 2022 include Aaron Westbrook with Galloway, Wiggers & Brenninger, Debbie Price with Blue Valley Technologies, Jim Hull, Sunflower Credit Union, Wade Maddox, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Mandy Habig-Becker with The Lighthouse. The Chamber is finalizing plans for Love Marysville, which is planned February 11th, and will include downtown businesses competing for best drinks and appetizers. Particulars on ticket sales will be forthcoming. Terry Morse and Jerry Firkin were sworn in as new Washington City Council members at the January 10th meeting. The council later voted to proceed with repainting the water tower at a cost of $248,000, funded through remaining dollars from the waterline project. That bid was some $100,000 less than estimates, and work will begin as weather permits and will be a sky blue color. USD 108 Washington County will be replacing playground equipment, which was considerably damaged by fire Christmas Day. The $75,000 project will be funded through insurance proceeds, less a $5,000 deductible. Authorities had identified two juveniles in connection with setting the rubber mulch fire that damaged the play equipment. COVID count in Marshall County as of Thursday, 183 positive cases with two hospitalizations. Washington County reporting 146 positive and 22 hospitalizations as of Tuesday's update. Tommy Tryon, teacher at Washington County Schools, will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. He was recently named one of 32 first-year educators from Kansas being recognized for their outstanding teaching skills through the Kansas Horizon Award program. Join Tommy Tryon on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Dale F. Brown, age 99, of Barnes, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service is planned Monday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Barnes, with burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Christy and Darius Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dale Brown. Dolores A. Parker, age 85, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at Heisey Hall at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dolores Parker. Deborah J. Barrington, age 74, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Deb Barrington. Ruth Ann Neal, age 77, of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. Private family services will be held with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ruth Ann Neal. Ralph C. Pliggy, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Monday. A visitation and funeral service will be planned later this spring, with burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Ralph Pliggy.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Warmer air will start to make its way through the region today, bringing many areas in the Midwest back to average temperatures. Some cooler air will remain over Iowa, with highs ranging in the lower teens and lower 30s. As for the rest of the region, we can expect to see fairly average temperatures, with highs ranging in the lower 30s to lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s to mid 40s throughout Kansas, and the lower 20s to lower 30s throughout Missouri. We will stay fairly dry throughout the region with lots of sunshine. Temperatures will stay fairly chilly in the overnight hours, with lows in the single digits and upper teens throughout Iowa, the lower to upper teens throughout Nebraska, the upper teens to lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the upper teens throughout Missouri. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January, 40, record high on this date, 69. The average low, 18, the record low, 8 below. Sunrise this morning, 7:42. Sunset this evening at 5:36.
There's no avoiding it. Your shoes are going to take a beating this winter. Some footwear winter survival tips are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 21st, the 21st day of the year. Actress Gina Davis is celebrating a birthday, and The Wizard of Oz opened on Broadway on this day in 1903, 36 years before it became a movie. Whether you wear ruby slippers, sneakers, or fine Italian leather, winter slush, salt, and grime can take years off the life of your shoes. Here's a battle plan. Protect your shoes with polish or waterproof conditioner to keep contaminants from soaking into the material. Any grime should be brushed off immediately. Keep brushes and shoe rags handy inside your home's entrance. And if your shoes develop salt lines or stains, you'll find equal parts of water and white vinegar making the best cleaning solution. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more handy cleaning tips online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Round one of the Sunflower Showdown takes place on Saturday when the Kansas Jayhawks and the K-State Wildcats square off in Manhattan at Bramlage Coliseum. Kansas currently holds a 201-94 lead over K-State in the rivalry. Kansas enters Saturday's game with a three-game win streak. Most recently, Bill Self's team defeated Oklahoma on the road 67-64. As for K-State, Bruce Weber's squad has won its last two games. Most recently, Kansas State came away with a 66-65 win in Austin against Texas. Game time is set for 3 o'clock at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan, and you can watch it on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Saturday's Turnpike tussle between Washburn and Emporia State will feature some of the top players in D2 basketball. Washburn head coach Brett Ballard said, "It's a big game for our players, a big game for our fans, obviously a rivalry game, so it should be good energy in the building." This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we'll go to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
For many NFL fans, this is their favorite weekend of football of the season, the divisional round. They hope to see four closely contested games with the winners moving one step closer to the Super Bowl. The game drawing the most interest is a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game between Buffalo and Kansas City. The Chiefs won by two touchdowns to advance to Super Bowl 55, but the Bills exacted some revenge with an 18-point blowout win earlier this year. Game time for the Bills and the Chiefs, 5:30 at Arrowhead Stadium. The Wichita State Shockers baseball team will return to Riverfront Stadium on Tuesday, April 26th to host the Oklahoma State Cowboys in a non-conference matchup. The Shockers played the first ever game at Riverfront Stadium on April 10th of last year in front of 7,509 fans, defeating the Houston Cougars 10-1. Windsurge CEO Jordan Cobrit said the matchup with a team from a Power 5 conference and a neighboring state will add to the excitement for many Shocker fans in our area. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
It was a wacky game for the Hanover Wildcats, but they were able to defeat the Troy Trojans and advance to the championship game 48-40 over the Trojans behind Emmett Juneman, 10 points, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and then Keegan Dimler, 9 as well, though an 0 of 4 from the 3-point line. On the other side, Cam Anderson, 13 total points, 4 of 7, though, from the three-point line in the loss. Jet Norris with a second high in 10 points, 4 of 7 from the free-throw line. And then they will be meeting up against the number 2 seeded Centralia Panthers, who defeated the Frankfort Wildcats 52-43 in second-game action behind Trenton Talley's 18 points, 1 of 2 from the free-throw line, and then Colton Ware's 11, who went 3 for 3 from the three-point line as well. And on the side of the Frankfort Wildcats, who will play for the third-place game, they had Caden Dollinghouse with 12 and then Ethan Armstrong with 12 as well. My name is Paxton Gordon.
Semifinal round play of the Twin Valley League basketball tournament spotlighted boys on Thursday as Hanover took Troy 48-40 and Centralia beat Frankfort 52-43. Hanover and Centralia meet in Saturday night's championship at 7:30. Troy and Frankfort tip off in the consolation. Earlier, it was Axtell boys over Blue Valley 60-31. Clifton Clyde down Wetmore 68-51. Live coverage continues Friday with the girls' semifinals at 6 at Centralia Donovan West. At 7:30, Valley Heights and Hanover, live on FM 95.5. Plus Friday, Marysville girls tip off at Nemo Hall Central. 7:30 varsity action on AM 1570 FM 94.1. We'll be back for the Saturday Night Championships Girls and Boys Division of the TVL Tournament at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5. Back of the bracket in Twin Valley Lake Girls action Friday at 6. Axtell meets Clifton Clyde at 7:30. Frankfort entertains Troy. Thunder Classic at Nemo Hall Central on Thursday in pool play. Atchison boys take St. Mary's Academy 58-41. Nemo Hall Central outlasted Hiawatha 49-45. Setting up Saturday's finals, Marysville meets Jackson Heights at 3:30. St. Mary's Academy faces Hiawatha at 5. And in the championship, Nemo Hall Central will host Atchison at 6:30. Marysville High Wrestlers in the Beloit Invitational this weekend.
Prevent window collisions when feeding wild birds with these few strategies. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Place feeders within 3 feet or more than 30 feet from windows to prevent fatal collisions. When feeders are close to the window, birds usually don't generate enough momentum for fatal collisions. If moving the feeders doesn't work, try altering the windows. Walk outside to the feeders and look at the offending window. If you can see through the window, so can the birds. Changing the lighting or using window decals can help break up the view and discourage collisions. Reflective windows need the outside of the glass altered. Smearing soap on the window, hanging streamers, and even dead branches can help prevent collisions.
Old screens and netting stretched taut over the window reduces the risk of fatal collisions. Birds that fly into the covering are less likely to suffer an injury. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Diane's Dresses and Wine More will feature the annual Prompalooza this weekend. With the largest prom selection in the area, you're sure to find the dress that's right for you with over 500 choices, including over 100 new styles from Elise Paris and Two Cute Prom. Don't miss this trunk show with door prizes and surprise discounts, too. See their Facebook page for more details. And don't miss the annual Prompalooza at Diane's Dresses and Wine More this Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 4. Large selection, small town friendly service always from Diane's Dresses in Wymore.
In today's world of reality TV shows, things that once may have seemed quite ordinary have become worldwide hits. One such show is about a pawn shop in Las Vegas. And today, we visit with one of the experts from the show that has him appearing on TV screens in 130 nations. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Pawn Stars is one of the most watched series on television. It's the story of a real-life pawn shop in Las Vegas and the interesting items they are asked to buy. Mark Hall Patton is one of the experts often called upon to look at historical artifacts and determine their authenticity.
I don't know who recommended me, but when they were doing the pilot, they called me up and asked me whether I could look at a coat, and it was the West Point uniform coat, and I said, sure.
Although it's television, he says it's pretty close to real life. Still, he hears people say,
it's all scripted. No, it isn't. They never know what I'm going to say. They don't even know whether I'm going to say something's real or not.
However, it's not as if Mark just walks in the store and quickly expounds knowledge about a wide range of historical pieces.
They call me and they say, you know, we've got this thing coming in. They'll send me a picture of it and I'll look at it and say, okay, let me learn about that. I will do my research because you can't know everything.
Civil War artifacts, World War II battle plans, ignition keys for nuclear warheads. They're just a few of the items that he's been asked to examine on Pawn Stars.
There are pieces that I've looked at and said, well, you know, I can give you about an 80% yes or no, but that's all I can do because there are certain things that you will not be able to find out.
He says he never imagined the show would be on TV, let alone become such a hit. The best part is that it's bringing visitors to the Clark County Museums, which he administers.
We're in 130 countries now with Pawn Stars. Though I have no idea what I sound like in Croatian, apparently I'm dubbed into that and everything else under the sun. But it is interesting because it is bringing people in, and once they get here, they see that this is a wonderful museum to visit.
Traveling the countryside in Henderson, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCray.
Kids and dogs are often best friends, but a child who doesn't know how to interact with a pooch is at risk. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Train your kids how to be safe around dogs as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A dog growing up. We had one that was good to us, but would sometimes growl at my friends. He had to get used to my friends before he would let them pet him. Wildlife specialist Charlie Lee at Kansas State University says people seem more concerned about wildlife attacks than dog bites. But statistics indicate a dog is more likely to attack, especially when the victim is small, curious, and lacking in judgment. Lee says children need to be taught how to act around dogs.
To be cautious. Not all dogs are good dogs. And probably the next important thing would be how to approach a dog that they see somebody walking. The approach, I think, is certainly important because that initial approach can make that person a dog lover, or it can result in a bite and someone that will never appreciate dogs.
A dog may feel threatened if a child runs up suddenly and tries to pet it. If the child yells and runs away, the dog might chase her. Dogs also tend to guard things they perceive as theirs, and they don't like to be surprised. Teach your kids to approach a dog slowly and hold out one hand to be sniffed. An accepting dog will respond by licking the hand and maybe wagging its tail. Children should also recognize the signs of aggression.
In most cases, you're going to see the hair is going to stand up on their back and their neck. They may be baring their teeth, and they may be a growl, or it may be a combination of all of those.
When this happens, the best method is to stand very still and avoid eye contact with the dog by looking down at the ground. When the dog loses interest, the child should slowly back away until a safe distance from it. Learn more about teaching your kids to interact with dogs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The Warren Clinic in Hanover is hosting a dementia discussion Wednesday evening, January 26th. Everyone is welcome with free admission. To learn more about the difference between Alzheimer's disease, the importance of early diagnosis, and the gift of positive communication. KU Cognitive Care specializes in memory care capabilities throughout Kansas and focuses on both the patient and family to get a better understanding of dementia and Alzheimer's while providing optimistic resources. This event, again, is free and open with no reservations required, Wednesday, January 26th, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. For details, contact the Warren Clinic.
Sorry, Land O'Lakes, I forgot your anniversary. Better late than never, today on Farm to Fork. The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Minnesota-based ag cooperative Land O'Lakes was 100 years old last year, and I totally missed it. Chief Communications Officer Kim Olson let me down easy, saying they're still marking the occasion. Olson says Land O'Lakes started as a dairy marketing co-op.
In 1921, our farmers were innovating. I don't know that they called it that, but they were really the first to make butter from fresh sweet cream. You know, at the time, they had an innovative product, and they were the first to sell it in individually wrapped sticks.
Olson says Land O'Lakes has a dairy foods division that includes 1,700 farmer members. Other business units include Winfield United, providing agronomy and crop input services to farmers and ag retailers, Purina Animal Nutrition, and the True Terra Sustainability Program. Again, Kim Olson.
It's a cyclical business in a lot of ways, and you have to continue to look forward. We're so pleased with our 100 years of the past, but we're also looking to, okay, how do we serve our members and make sure that their operations are viable and, you know, get us another 100 years? And for that, really business performance is critical to ensuring that stability for us and for our members.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Good America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosierl. Pest and disease prevention in your corn crop begins at the start of the growing season. And Lynn Justison is the technical service leader at UPL. And in order to get the most out of this year's crops, she says it's important to look back at last year to figure out what issues affected the final yields. Justison describes the 2021 year in a single word.
it's another year and another lesson in unpredictability. And when you start thinking about those things and those sort of unpredictabilities, I always go back to what can I do to start that crop's life off as best I can? And I think of products like Tapera Plus. One of the key components of Tapera Plus HD, and this being its first full year, is we did change the ratio. We have the same rate of fluoxystrobin as a fungicide, but we added 40% to the bifenthrin. And in doing that, when we're in formulation, we're also able to take 40% out of the use rate. These two things make it an even better product to handle. And rest assured that we change nothing in its compatibility and stability within liquid fertilizer. It's still best in class.
He says an in-furrow fungicide and insecticide like Tempra Plus HD is a great way to protect more plants per acre and shield those crops from pests and disease. UPL upgraded at Tempra Plus HD with a high rate of bifenthrin due to more pockets of rootworm pressures in farm fields.
The beauty of the Tapera Plus is we saw areas that had higher levels that we could help them in their current system and make it more well-rounded and protect that crop even longer for them. I think the other thing is that there's nothing else out there that has something like the fluoxystrobin that's in Tapera Plus, so that if we do get some sort of an injury in that plant, that it also has the best disease protection available in soil as well in order to protect that plant from not only pests like corn rootworm, but from soil-borne diseases.
Was Lynn Justison of UPL Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out. And unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum Service, Maximum Value, Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the chief economist of the nation's largest general farm organization said the coming year should include higher prices for many crops, but rising input costs remain a challenge. Michael Clements with more.
Lingering issues from the last 2 years will remain in 2022, but American Farm Bureau Federation chief economist Roger Cryan says the good news is commodity prices are projected higher.
Prices are looking pretty good for many of the benchmark crops and animal products, so despite higher prices for fertilizers and chemicals and other inputs, farmers' market returns should be higher in 2022.
Beyond input prices, Cryan says there are other things to watch this year.
Inflation is a big concern, and we're hoping that the Federal Reserve Bank will follow through on their promises to rein that in. Geopolitics keeps batting around our trade relationships, including things like sanctions blocking Belarusian fertilizer supplies, Chinese food and feed purchases, and the Chinese fertilizer export ban. We also see labor as a continuing issue for the farm economy in 2022.
Cryan adds some issues from 2021 will linger this year.
Farmers received very large government payments in connection with COVID in 2020 and 2021, and we don't expect to see that to continue in 2022. We hope that the port problems can clear up some, at least for agricultural exports. If more containers are built and made available for U.S. exporters, it'll be easier to get those containers filled up here in the U.S. for the trip back across the Pacific instead of going back empty. But a lot of supply chain issues will continue well into 2022.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And a couple of retail stores and four online sellers in Taiwan doubled their sales of U.S. rice
over 2 months during a promotion and offered an iPhone as a grand prize giveaway, along with other prizes like cooking timers, according to the USA Rice Federation. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
The National Agricultural Library holds historical and scientific ag databases. Stay tuned to hear what you can find on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Phil wants plant all day. The Thrive 3D application system from FMC is a revolutionary in-furrow crop protection platform that plants up to 480 acres between refills. The Thrive 3D application system mounts to most major planter brands and can be yours at no cost with the FMC Freedom Pass program. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
You could call it a one-stop agriculture shop from the past to the present. The USDA's National Agricultural Library facilitates the creation of agricultural knowledge through the acquisition, curation, and dissemination of the information needed to solve agricultural challenges today and in the future. Paul Wester is the library director. He says they have both digital and analog materials that document American and international agriculture.
The National Ag Library was created essentially with the establishment of the Department of Agriculture back in 1862. So we have materials that cover that time span, and we also have materials that go back to the 16th century, botanical materials that describe different kinds of plant discoveries from that period of time around the world.
There are rare materials related to the history of agriculture, including books, manuscripts, seed catalogs, and photographs. You can also search the database and find resources that relate to all different types of agricultural research that the USDA has supported over the years. Wester says one of the most popular searches is on dietary materials.
What we have there are materials that document the nutritional value of all sorts of different foods that are found in our food supply. Researchers and members of the public come to our site and look at what the nutritional value of things like broccoli, tomatoes, different types of meats are, and be able to use that to understand the caloric value and other kinds of values of those types of foods.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the National Ag Library at agriculture.com.
Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit, getting towards the tail end of the day. We're still seeing things relatively consistent today. Not a whole lot of drastic changes on the board. We see the corn and wheat still lingering in the green right now. Soybeans are lingering in the red as we go through the day, mostly lower in the livestock as well for the live cattle and feeder cattle. So things kind of consistent. We'll see how they wrap up here in just a bit. In the grain market, March corn is up 6 cents right now at 617 a bushel. Kansas City wheat's also up for March at 3 pennies right now at 7.99 and a half. Over in the bean market, they are still mostly lower. March soybeans are down 9 3/4 at 14.16. even. The meal is down $6.50 at $3.94.30. That's kind of slowed down a little bit there. And the bean oil for March back up into the green here. They've kind of gone back and forth a bit. They're up a penny right now at canola for March down $5.40 at $10.16.60. And the oats, they're about 2 days in a row now, seeing a little bit of red on the board with March oats down by 24 cents at $6.17. So they kind of balance themselves out after 2 days of some decent growth and then losing that by the end of this week. Over in the livestock market, as we mentioned, live cattle feeder cattle mostly lower right now. Hogs are doing relatively well. The live cattle, they're still trying to pick their pace up when it comes to the slaughter reports, with February live cattle down a quarter right now at 138.07. The feeder cattle down by 67 cents at 160.5. And the lean hogs for February are in the green right now, up $1.65 at 86.57, with the April up by $1.72 at 95.72. And the U.S. dollar index today, they saw some growth yesterday. Today we're seeing them down a little bit, with the March index down 13 cents at 95.59. We have 30-year bonds up by a point at 155 right now, and 10-year notes are in the green up slightly at 128. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, wrapping up today on a Friday.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand it guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia, simple, transparent, fast, a better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Oh, well, that was easy. But what do we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
KNDY.
Wróćcie Karolina,
goście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, bo mi już na moście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, bo mi już na moście.
Girls semifinals in the Twin Valley League tournament Friday evening. In our broadcast feature, Centralia meets Donovan West at 6, Valley Heights and Hanover Tangle at 7:30, live on FM 95.5. Marysville girls at Nemo Hall Central Friday evening at 7:30. Marysville boys face Jackson Heights in the finals of the Thunder Classic from Seneca Saturday. Games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Plus, girls and boys championships in the TVL tournament, Saturday evening at 6 and 7:30 on FM 95.5.
Full-time legends of country music from KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.